Mamshech of Yomari. Like we Mamshech, where we ended up last time, about the Sugya Mitzshal Prokim, Kershal Prokim. Mitzshal Prokim came out by a clip in the Gemara, based on the Rishonim, that we're passing the Baitapro, Yechayiv, the Hodak is part of Losser, and Rafai, when it's there to be Rafai, then it'll be water. In the second case of Kershal Prokim, that's Machalik Smaram versus the Torah, the way the Mishibua understands Machalik is Rafai Rafai Otahodok, and Mishibua says, Machmer Rafai Otahodok. Just to take a case negate to that, Kershal Prokim, is that we have these things very constantly. You ever go to a Simcha usually, they have these cups. They are called Zer cups or Ambrosia cups, I'm not sure what they call them, and they attach one to another. Mamish, the case kosher prokim among the paiskim discussing when you connect against the stem, and you left them for a couple of months at a time, then you disconnected it, like mutual prokim. These kosher prokim that we have as manenu is basically these things you attach. You use it one time, and then you throw it out. So it's the same idea, you attach it by the stem, however, it's different the fact that we throw them out. Are you allowed to use them on Shabbos or not to attach them? Now, best in two separate shailas, one mitzvah the malacha of makir patish. One mitzvah the malacha of boino. So, Rav Badner, the one who wrote it to a Shabbos and others for him, he told me they firstly went to the Zalman and he showed him these cuffs and he took them off and on, it was very easy to come off and on. Shlom Zalman said the mitzvah is mutter. Now, he said Shlom Zalman did not tell him the reason. And to go through Svaras, maybe he's the Shitasa, you have to know what to do. Let's begin, we have two shells, one mitzvah boino, one mitzvah makir patish, mitzvah boino. The case that was presented to him was very rough, it was very weak. Now, the case was mitzvah rafoi, very simple reason, rafoi by killing mitzvah's mutter. Then it will come, it will depend upon the mitzvah. Certain cups are very tight, very stark, are hard work. And then it will come out, certain cups will have a problem that will be also, it will be mutter. If you say that that's the case, mitzvah was rafoi, then I'm sure some people have. I've seen cups that couldn't even take apart when they want to wash them over. It wasn't possible. And some cups you pick up, the whole thing falls apart. So when it comes out, you decide what you have to do. It then depends what type of cups, how we gain them from, what type of a chibur it is. A second thought could be why he's makel. He holds nichol chad pami, which is also he holds mustiki. Mustiki from the zalman holds chad. Anything that's chad pami made so well has no chibur. So nichol together mustiki or chayisol, you can call it. And since it's called Mustiki, no problem with that boino. No, but he's something you make it throughout, there's no kshiva to making it clear. No, I said, I'll point it's a boino, we're going to get makapati. Each one is different. It's a boino, it's Mustiki, and bini by Mustiki, my sister's mutter. How will come out, the moisture is very clear, Khatami is no head by Mustiki, he's a tuna fish, it's Khatami. So no hefter mitzvah mustiki has come out of chayislet. There's no chayis, there's no cleef around it. So it won't be a hefter. So I'm not sure why Rosh Hashanah was making mitzvah rafoi. Then you have to know the mitzvahs. Mitzvah mustiki, when Moshe argues, that's mitzvah boina shaboy. Mitzvah makir patish, usually using it one time, you're connecting it, now you're making it to a cup. So really gets involved with another shiloh of disposable needles, which really a big tum among the place, and it seems to be needed for people who are fellowshing by sakona to take them or give themselves injections. The way how they have it is they take a syringe, which they use constantly over and over, and they attach a needle to it every time they want to give themselves a shot, and these needles, when you attach them the first time, is a problem of makir patish. And then those who want to answer, say, this is their iso, because it's only istri abonon, then the bachelishen by sakon will be makel. Well, whatever the kolom are, but might say one time it's istri their iso, and therefore the Arlatin says, and we're copying up from the Yashiv, they want to find these. Attaching is the ice, I throw it out, so what? Shlomo Zalman and Shuva and numerous Pleiskim, and a lot of people are knowing this way, they say, if I care, since it's used as a one-time thing, Maka Padish is make something in the Kli. This is called a Shnamshis, using it. It's not creating something, it's using it, attaching it, throwing it out, that's its use. Use has nothing to do with Maka Padish. Maka Padish is establishing something. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, no problem, and Shuva says, not even their ice, not their opponent, it's nothing at all, and instead of Vadi, can be make home. So we have machloekis that something that's a one-time use is nichol and is the nichol the itzah of makir patish shemat. Shlomo Zalman l'shitasei up and down makir patish point is no shayes with makir patish these cups. Why is it one-time use? He throw it out, it's nothing. So kenzayin he's l'shitasei. El Maisi want to say, get a kendai, he say Nisora. Kendai must be us. If you want to be Machmo or be Chayshish for all the Shitas, you say you're dealing with the Assyrim, the Arletian, or really the Ashram friends will say that's calling him, or Chachab is calling him Kula, and Kav calling him Chomro, or whatever Shita it is. But you want to be Machmo, Mitamaka Patrish, play the Bayah, Mitamaka Patrish. So those are. That's making a Pesach. Pesach is a Din Makir Patrish, but making it see the Shtamshish Shavoy. How many Pesach? I'm making the Kli. That's called Shtamshish. Oh, so really, it also not gets about how you use a cup. Some cups, there are some cups you use over and over. Now, if you use them over and over, you won't have a set of disposable. They get involved in the shadow altogether disposable is. I've not seen that. I've only seen. They use a spam box, you'll get the same. Again, the disposable needles are the same thing. The bottoms always use over and over. The needles, the syringe always use over and over. Same shiloh. So again, Shlomo Zalman is very clear when it's Yerov, it will be more to that was what Rabbanan told me. Lamais, again, Gordos, you have to ask Yerov. Lamais, you're dealing with shiloh. Shiloh could be even maybe the right to mark a patrician, looking at Shlomo. And what to do exactly, you have to ask.
Who's the other one?
Sorry?
Who's the other one?
Oh, no, so. We'll get to another problem. Or there's a second problem with Sadi's cup. Let's say you put them even together before Shabbos and they're together ready before Shabbos. They're together before Shabbos. Can you use them on Shabbos? Can you use them? Now what's the Shabbos? It might be connected and established. They're ready. Can you even use them on Shabbos? So last time we went very quickly, Mamash quickly, Menorah Shel Parakim, so I like to do a little bit slower. There's the Yisrael of Menorah Shel Parakim. Again, we had Mitzvah Shel Parakim, we have Kli Shel Parakim, and we have the Shofonov's case, the Gemara's case, the Menorah Shel Parakim, that of Menorah. Same idea that had branches and a stem to it, and they attached it and they left it for months at a time. And the Gemara Mikdam Achleikus Kino Vyoichnu Rishlokish Kmo Nachem Hayin Nachem Vav and Gun Nachem Zayin. What's the lacha Benoyer Shel Prokim? The same you saw in the Mitzvah and Kais, but now Benoyer Shel Prokim. The Gemara's Maskon and Yisayah Vyoichnu Mashayah Rishlokish holds that if Benoyer is of Prokim, it comes apart, it comes back together again. The Mice will be also. Not only is it also taken apart, put together, it's also even to metalto. It's a tiltal. And the Gemara said, what's machlokes when you have chidkoi, when you have grooves and niches that looks like the Menorah Shel Parakim, that's machlokes of Yerushalayim Rish Lakish. But vad, if it comes apart, kuli alma, it's usher to take the part put together, but oid, it's usher to metaltal. Since it's usher put back and forth, usher, it cannot be metaltal. And the Gemara's machlokes is dafka when you have chidkoi, when you have grooves inside of it. Now, the Gemara is also machlokes, this whole machlokes of chidkoi is only when it's small. When it's big, the big menorah, when it's a sheer big, then the kuli alma will be oiv and iser. Rather, it cannot be metalkal and he can't move it. Now, how do we paskin? So, I assume the oil masorah, when they're run by Nishal Tassayim, discusses it again, and Nishal Tassayim, that any brings down the shiloh about these menorah prakim, he says, Riptos bring it down alocho. And says the Ran, why is the Rip not bringing down machlokes? But kuli alma maskana vadi oivinis. He said, no, the more is going to be the man yomer yish binim b'stir b'kelim. Going to be b'shamay. However, once we paskin ain binim b'stir b'kelim. Therefore, the whole circuit of noshal prakim yom holder. That's how the Ran extends the Rip. And the Rip holds ain binim b'stir b'kelim across the board. Therefore, we don't hold the whole entire circuit. Maisa lalacha we all pass this way. Either could we hold not like the Rip ain binim b'stir b'kelim totally only by mustiki. And therefore, the Rambam brings it down. Either me, Tzadi holds Oysa Kli, and Tor brings down the Machaber, and the Reishai test, and he's down by Kli, and Zayin, says the Menorah, whether it's big or small, even as good as the Paschal of Chumrah, it's also to put it back together, back and forth. Not only that, it's also to Metaltal. Once you can put it back and forth, the Menorah Shel Parakim cannot be Metaltal. Now, in the Sugya, now what is this Gedah, this Issa Teltal? When do you think this is Metaltal, put it back and forth? That's how you see it. However, if the Menorah Shel Parakim is deaf to be Rafai, the Mice is more because Rafai is by Kli Shel Parakim. And Mitchell's time is motor. So Menorah Shel Parakim, it's Tzirafa, it's motor. That's Tzirash, Magamishna. That's the Mishdebru, Magavam, being down. Menorah Shel Parakim is also only when Tzadok, or Tzadok, but Rafa, the Maestro will be motor. And the Chaz Nishla, she talks, says, not only that, if Zef to be Hadok, also, or Zef to be Tzadok, also be motor when you have Zef to back Rafa. Why cannot go to the Rafa after Tzadok? But Maestro, whatever cloud the hole by putting it back, will be, if you laugh at it back, you'll have a metal it. Since the Menorah Shel Parakim, it's Tzirafa, you laugh at it back, you'll have a metal. Now the kasha effect that Dola Chon and the Tazim of Avram, no Shel Parakim cannot be metalful. The Kol Shel Parakim, you can't be metalful. We don't see any answer. Effect of Avram the Taz, why can you be metalful? A Kol Shel Parakim, the Meister is going to fall off. You can't take it back and forth. Kol Shel Parakim according to Maram is also. So how the world can be metalful? The Taz answers, you know why? Echanami is going to the reason why the where Meikol could be Ustamach from the Torah Shita. The Kol Shel Parakim is motor. and therefore we're semech upon the Torah, and therefore Kesher Prah could be metaltal. Which is a chiddush, because Maisa Mishnah Brura, and the Taz, that's what he himself says to be machmer, that we hold like the Maram. Maisa, all the Teres, the main Teres from Avram, the Rab and Mishnah Brura says, the reason why I'm not Kesher Prah is the Kesher Prah with Mekel, it's only thing is derek to misfire, it's derek to fall apart, to come together, then it will be good on total. Then when Kesher Prah and the Tzimah came apart, then we make a gazero. Have a kosher prakim, once you screwed it on together, their kosher prakim stay together. Stay together, we're not making gzeiro. Therefore, I'll come out that this Indian of kosher prakim, why are we aren't making gzeiro as a paiskim? Says Mogavam the Mishnah Brura. Because they're not there to fall apart. These cups over here, you have to pick them up, they fall apart. They do. Mice, they do. Again, it depends on time of it. If they fall apart, then Lakura, you nichon is a kosher prakim. Of Menoshal Prakim. If Nichol is a Menoshal Prakim, even with tilt, even to be Erev Shabbos, we also to use on Shabbos. What? Yeah. Just like we know Menoshal Prakim, Derek, Liz Parak is also, like, the only reason why it's Makel, so the Mishnah Brura is not there, Liz Parak to come apart. These cups are made, they fall apart, they come apart, Derek, Liz Parak, it might as well be also, unless you want to say something back is Rafi. If it's Rafi, it's Mutter. If you have to know the Mitzvah, is it coming back Rafi, not Rafi? You have to know if it's mutter for back and not the klalas. You let it move it when you allow to put it back together. If you now put it back together, then you now move it. So you have to know, again, even if you put it before Shabbos, you have to know, even if you hold not put it back on Shabbos, what's your tzad to master to put it back on Shabbos? If you hold also mitzad of boina, todak, the maestro, can even use it l'chura on Shabbos. Even to use the cups totally will be also. Now, what about other kelim? Is this dafka by menorah and kais? So the pashas we see clearly that goes by all kelim. Well, in fact, that the paiskim took it from menorah to kais. This kal total goes by all kelim. Any keli that you cannot put back and forth is derek l'sparach that you cannot use. The ma'aseh is for Moshe about our leichter, our candlesticks, the menorah. How in the world can you use them? How can you metalsam on Shabbos? So Moshe the ma'aseh not nichol this iser, not nichol this iser, and as far as poshet, our menorahs are not derek l'sparach. Plain and simple, it's not nicker, not derek. That's why the ma'aseh is mutter. However, the Isim Chaim Gnevsky goes to all kelim. Says there, Isim Chaim goes to all kelim. Mabadis halacha, menorah and kais goes to all kelim. Anything is derech l'sparach is also to even use also l'taltal. So again, so we're one asking these dessert cups. If you hold this also l'chor, can you do this? And l'chor, another asking, you know, as we also mentioned quickly last time, what's the case of Lego? Lego, l'maisa, Lego. If even if you hold that you're going to be machmir that you can't use Lego, so once it's a derech l'sparach come back and forth, you can't even metaltal it. Mitzad Moshal Prokim, not Mitzad Muksim, Mitzad Moshal Prokim. Now we said last time the reason why Lego, that Tzad to Mekel, we had different reasons, like for most of the reasons. One reason why it's Domit Tanner, it's made to go off and on that day, just like the Mashdan and Torah that day, either Domit Tanner. But the second reason Post came on Tanner, why it's Chayk Ba'almat, the game, there's no opinion over here. Another Svar, Scheinberg, another one Tanner. A third Svar we want to say is Domit Kisa Kalim, that the whole Shabshas is to go off and on, and then it really depends if you stand Mahalas like the Graz. Or the Chaznish, or Shlomo Zalman. A fourth reason you want to make a mitzad is only mostly the Tavon. Because the Chaznish, there's no Israel Tavon, maybe it's from the Chaznish. I think now, or if, or even a better reason why it could be Mutu Lakala Deus, is that the whole Shtigl Torah by Kisa Kalim, the whole Machlokes between the Paiskim of the Graz and the Chaznish and the Shlomo Zalman, the Yosef Kisa Kalim, is better how you mishdamish with anything that you're putting back and forth. This Kisa, the Kisa Kalim, the bottle caps, you use the bottle to pour out and pour it in. But the turning it, the twisting it, putting it on top, that's not being mishdamish what you want it for. That's the shemish is to protect it, and the shemish to uncover it and to pour it. There's no, the whole shemish is not the use of twisting it. The shemish is not the act of connecting one to another. It's not the opening and closing. The shemish is after the open and close. That's the shemish. The lego itself. What's all you said of lego? All you said is connecting it. The whole shemish is taking it apart, putting it together. Is the connecting to build something. But the shemish of lego is to connect it. So if that's so, could be everyone agrees on the chalat of kisa kalim. Because the whole yisrael of kisa kalim, the tzad to be machmir is why, because that's the connecting is chazak taka rafay, and the yisrael of kisa kalim is made to go off and on mitzad because you want to use the bottle, or and therefore the bottle has two aspects of use of it. Here, since the whole entire yisrael of using the lego is the connecting itself, that of other shemush could be the kol deis nichol neheter, shai to go mahal to the chazan, shai to go into the gradual, that itself is a shemush. Well, and that's as far as ma'aseh why those want to be mekel, ma'aseh those others want to be machmir. Maisa Gortan Biyashin holds the time of Hodok, and therefore is Machmas Dindraponon. The Machdaliel wants a Taina, you're dealing with the Issa Deraisa of Kosev, which you have to get the Sugya of Ksivo. He said it depends what you're doing. If you, the yisrid of ksiva is you write something to represent something else. So you said it depends what you're building. If you're building a small ball of Lego to play back and forth, it doesn't represent that is a ball. Let's say you build a small boat to represent a boat. You build a small airplane to represent an airplane. The yisrid of ksiva is relating to something else. What it is telling over information. So you want to tie now, if you build something to relate something, that's kaisiv. You don't need kaisiv dafka of paper and pen. Building anything is also kaisiv. Now again, not together with sugi of ksiva, itanias, numerous maimakoimis, that gehuda chaznish, representing something, that itself is kaisiv. And therefore, when you build a small boat, this is not a boat, it's on the water. But you come to show the concept of a big boat. No big boat won't be a small boat. No? The whole yisoid is inside the big boat. That's kaisiv. What do you want to tell me? You're doing this derivative with that oil, numerous times you build something with oil or tapak, and you put things inside, to store things inside, you put a little, I don't know, chair there and table there, whatever you do in your Lego house, put things inside with that oil, and if it ends off, you get in the column of oil. You have the column of oil. But he ends up saying that Maisi Yafi Machmer, he ends up with that either Koisim, that oil, he says there is no problem with Machapatish, because that's a Shemosh, but he says you have to be Machmer. Fine, and the fourth problem they're involved with, the Kesesh Shabbos, he wants Taina, it's not a Hodak, he wants to even Taka, and if he wants to have a Kulam, was also, if he gets involved in the Mitzad, the Mechabashito, that any toy has no Hetim Mitzad Muksa, toys have no Hetim Mitzad Muksa, Shabbos, because they hold the balls Muksa on Shabbos, there's a toy, it's also Muksa. Fine, those are Mitzad, the Oysim. Fine, so again, I think the meaning is, again, we let kids play with it, but adults don't play with it. Now, sorry? Oh, so now the shell is. Now what happened? Now the shell is mitzad muksa. What about adults in the metal? There are two separate shells. One mitzad muksa, one mitzad minoshel broken. The one mitzad muksa, they is a moisha. They sold them tinker toys, things they built together. And they said mitzad boyin and soishel didn't answer. He said maish mitzad muksa. He said whether they boyin and soishel maish they play with it. They play with it. It's not muksa. Even if it's off they play with it, since they play with it, it's not muksa. That's a big tumult in the kolam of muksa. But maish that he says simply on these toys they built together. Since kids play with it, but etzim is not muksa. That's what the Kobon brings down in the Sefer. Things the kids play, even though it might be Muksa, it's a bit of a story, so since they play it, it's not Muksa. Now the others disagree. But Biashim Maisa says Lego is Muksa, which Tosa, he says he can't play with it. So Vada Lego is Muksa. Arlatin says Lego, he can play with it, and he also writes for Muksa, he's Lushi Tosa. Maisa, Mitzad Os, if Maisa will let our kids play with it, but Moshe Svar, Lechor is there, Lechor should not be Muksa, Mitzad Muksa for you. Well, we know you shall talk him. Maisa, so can you move it? So, if your holy Cham is real, this over here, can I maybe it's a nice welcome. Maestro being choishes. A bunch of reasons why we make holy. First of all, the Rift doesn't hold all ties. Like the Ram says, there's no. Because the Rift is not here. Void the Kaz says we stand upon the Torah sheet. When only be we have the Torah, but only Hodok. Most is over here is Hodok. So the Kaz says we have a Torah. The Ram says we have a Rift. Void the Kaz and Yeshua. There's the whole Lego anyway is motor. Anything that's motor, that's no answer. I'm fine, and maybe the whole in of Legos, maybe the Chumah Ba'almos, maybe did not take it that far from the original Farakim. The economic, you learn the second, it came out, Legos Mamash also, before you can only use it also, before you can even move it, become the original Farakim. The mice of the Olam, when the kids give it to you, the Olam seems to take it. Why? Because mice, we're not sure about Lego. We mice, we like kids, and mice, adults, don't seem to play with it. To take it that far from the original Farakim, when the Izzy Rip was making on the Torah, and the Tasha, the Torah really basically holds its weight. And the mice, the Kohen Chanish, Lego doesn't even start off, so fine, mice, it could be that's what we're making with that original Farakim. But Vaisa Sazayin is in the Kosh Nishpro of being that broke. So Vikr is very clear, the person said back to Sin Chas, the Sugi Mitzam Muksa Shaboy, and the Sugi Mitzam Bata Klima Achonoi. The Prima Gadam over here discusses what is the Ish Mitzam Bittu Klima Achonoi, is Mitzam Boino, or is Mitzam Tzoyser, two different Rashis in the Sugi, maybe Mitzam Muksa. Just the case of the person discussed, we'll have to get to Vatsim Machonoi for this example. Even let's say you have a spill on the floor of soda, take your shirt and clean up the spill of your shirt. Now you cannot wear your shirt anymore, you move out to the Kli. You move out to your shirt, you cannot wear in Shabbos. They say, Zayn Mitzad, it's a Shabbos, Vatsim Machonoi. That means, for example, let's say you have a plate and you put mux on top of it, you have a problem with Vatsim Machonoi, and therefore this cost, you'll not put your shells on your plate. Maybe you need a fork there, Mitzad, the column of bosses. And the other problem with Vatsim Machonoi is Mitzad, Mitzad, Shabbos. You cannot take your shirt and clean up the spill, Mitzad, your shirt. If so, yes, now I can use a tissue to blow your nose, you can use a tissue over again, the place is very clear. You have to get the kolom, that's to be made for, what's used for, a tissue is made for that. A garbage bag that is cut, how to use a garbage bag, you mean vata is now coming to Boston, you can't move it, it's a Shabbos. The garbage bag is made to hold garbage, it's not vata klima echonoi, from what's been made for. So things are what we make in for that avada is mutter, not mevatel the kli. Now again, you have to know why. Point the soiser after you get a sugyo. However, things that not make in for, take your shirt to clean up the spill. It's not making for that. Even for bocheder and a deer, the mice not making for that. The mice mevatel the funnily. No. But now again, the rest of the sugyo only for muksom. Sefchasik is the sugyo of a sashul shnishmat. Also, the sugya of Shiva Kalim, the sugya in Muxo. He said over here is what, if something is in the Lita, you talk to Hashem, you talk to, you have a problem even to metal it. So, this personally happened to me. I was moving my table a couple years ago, and the light fell right off. So, on Shabbos, everything on the table, all set, guests are there. Now, what do you do? Practically, what do you do? I was holding it. So, this, what you should do, since the lucky came in metal, but once in your hand, Muxo in your hand, is Beseder. So I stood there, I held it, I must go hold it, told people to bring over carts of soda, or cartons, and they put one top of another. Now I'm a vach, not to leave it there, you can take it away, and nice, I put the table down, and I think it's the right thing. Mitzah Mokshah, I don't think it's a problem. Mitzah, the Mavach Kli, I don't think it's a problem. You can pour by soda from the point, you can take it away, it's not by Eichel. And so I think that's the right thing to do, but you know, sometimes you just don't have a chance to think. When it happens, either you let go or fall. So I think it's not a problem.
It's not
going
to be a butt, the
partner
can be a butt to the table.
No, the etzem, again, the etzem I can move it away, I can hold it, take
so
away, put it on
the
one.
Does it become the butt?
The table is
the
butt, so.
The table is butt,
right.
The carn is becoming a butt to
the table. So, the after the vata plea, so my first you have to know who's being mashamit. If you can take it away, it won't be a butt, right? I can take it away, I can just take it away and put another one there. I had a bunch of them.
So
I want to, so now I get another call from Mavat Kli. Now, my Lashah, Mishabu, anyway, welcome to Tzarek, I think I handle tables, anyway, Lashah, right? Mishabu has three different levels of B'Kli Mechonai. Right, Miyad, Lashah, and Loilam, right? So, Nichol, again, Mishah, the Tzarek. Anyway, you have to learn the column. But, something to think about, what happens, can you think about it? Something to think about.
What do you do if you knock the table?
What?
What do you do if you
I put it down, once you put it down, you can't pick it up. I mean, everyone fell flying down. No, you can't pick it up, it's muksa. Right now it's muksa. So the shell was during the meal, if you want to know, they touch the table, you can't. It's moved, shakes back and forth, so you know, fine. It might be elbows, stuff like that, but it's alright. Move it a little bit. No, so, it might be SKI, it might be able to show some Shabbos anyway, whether Pepsi, Coke, or RC, it's all right also. Of course, it's muksa. So Moshe says, he told me about Kubat Shmurim, things that are not open anyway, things you get a great opener. Therefore, it's not definitely a serve of muksa on Shabbos. Now, those will argue, and I'm Chachmiewski, you might want to disagree, but it could be what you talk to your Iker also, and you maybe you'll tell them, oh, you're short. But Maisa Moshe says, which out, this letter, he says, the guy can open, it's not a problem with that muksa. It wasn't done before. It's making that lower down. So if it's Taka jammed in the coffer, it's locked in the corner. It's only loose. I think it's definitely getting loose. You're allowed to put on a sassel if it, no, you can move it over. tiltle, it's very clear. It's not tiltle, Shmoy. But the test is basically the klal, the toldus, the bain over here, throw it down, the eight, five, eight, sticking one together. The Chabbat says, it's with that toldus, bain over, why exactly the Chabbat comes toldus and the fish, what is toldus up, the shlodim is not usually is there. But the mice, the ma'amokhim, is the Rambam is very clear, sticking wood to wood. What about disconnecting wood to wood? Is it Ismitat Placer or not? So the Rambam over there in Parakir Lachat as well writes it's also Mitat Placer, which really, if you think about it, really is a problem. Because the Rambam Shita is an Oisikli Yechayev. That's how the Magen Mishnah learns. If Oisikli Yechayev, Moshe says there's no stira. It's only Oisikli, how Binyan Bekalim is Motor. According to Moshe, there's no stira when it's a Kli. Unless you want to say the Rambam's case is an Ace for Ace, the case of the Mechaber is someone who wants Mechaber to a wall, Ace for Ace of Karko. Which is very soft and doesn't sound the way you shlodin. Moshe says in the Rambam. He repeats that Shana Rambam. he says the Pasha being on the shulchan, the Gemara once say the Rambam holds most sticky, and he says no, the Pasha is more like Mishnah very clear. He holds like the Rambam oistically, and the Moshe says in the Yisrael oistically is not no stir for Caleb, and the Kasha is going to Moshe. The Rambam says this stir eight space in this case, unless eight space space will be his character. So he and so fear. Financial test. The field is really a separate sugya of negar to binyan bakarko. Lush of the lachim kol, they call it tikkun bakarko. That a lot of your building on karko, or you're not building a house on top of a karko, you really mean misakin karko, misakin. They have two different sugyas. One is Sefiyot, another one about Shabbos. And Shabbos have Ein Gimel Beis. The Gimel Beis says, Hoylo Kavshushis, if you have some clump of mud on the ground. So let's say it's in a house and you have a clump of mud, you take it away, you chayvish shem boino. If you do it in a field, you chayvish shem chayvish. And the same thing, Rabbi says, you have a gum, you have a hole in the ground, and you fill up in a house, you chayvish shem boino, and in the field, you chayvish shem chayvish. A lot of the person, they call it ashrei gumos, filling up holes. Now, in ashrei gumos, the numerous gzeres, which will lead to chayvish, we'll get to chayvish, about if a person is allowed to sweep before, as much as you couldn't, as much as you can. Washing your floor, even as manena, you cannot wash your floor. Stop playing marbles on the floor. In fact, all these things are nichol gzer ashvei gumois. And some people learn by boina, some by chayush. We'll leave it for chayush. But the gemara we said again, you have a hole and fill it up with ashvei gumois, or you have a clump of dirt and take it away. You have over here. Why? In the house, we said boina. Now, if you think about it, who is building anything over here? What are you doing? You're taking a clump of mud away from the floor, and the gemara says mitzad boina. You're not building anything, you're taking something away. So, you can ask one way how to say it. The Chodeshani Batsim, he says, based on our tip, he says, Batsim, there are two chalakim to boino. There's the inner being moisiv al binin, and the inner being masakin the tzuras al binin, fixing the tzura, being masakin the karko. Here, when you take away the clump of dirt, he says, what about me doing? Masakin the tzura of the karko. Masakin the tzura, make it smooth, if you can walk in it, it's fine. And he says it brings right from Alasif. Alasif over here is best in the Gemara Erevin. Where Erevin has the Mishnah where it says that you have a ramp that you're going to slip upon. The Mishnah says, you lack no melech salt upon it. Now, why you slip on the ramp sounds like it's wet. Maybe it's wet, or the way how the Miri says, because the oil upon it, because by the ramp for the base of Mikdosh, without the Shabunas, the fats on it, you throw oil on top of it. The Mishnah says that that's going to, in the Mikdosh, you're allowed to. Masha Enkin, in the Medina, my sense also. Medina is also. The Gemara brings down, I and Maisi have a chotzer, that's the scalp of the Yamayim, what's halacha? The Gemara says, you're allowed to bring Tevin and do it. Bashino, you're allowed to bring Tevin. Maisa, how you're allowed to bring Tevin, it's in Medina, Medina should be also. So it says, the Gemara, why? Because that's Tevin not in Mavatel there. Melech, you will be Mavatel there, Tevin not won't be Mavatel. Since you won't be Mavatel, therefore it's motor. Therefore you have to do a Bashino, it's had open the chol. Otherwise, since not Mavatel, it can be motor. Now what is the problem? Let's say you Mavatel, it comes out very clear. Let's say you have something, you have the words of Mogavram, Meshavua, let's say you have tip, or chol, or service, any of these things you throw on the floor, not to slip on. And you can't have a vat, leave it there, it's also. That's clearly it's also. Could be a drabon, could be a derais, it might be clearly it's also. The only reason why tevin is mutter, the derech from those days to take away the tevin, they wanted to use the tevin for tip, or they wanted to use the tevin for behemoth, and since they're not mavatl, it might say mutter. That means if you come to the mavatl there, therefore it's also. Now what is the iser? The words of the bach is, what's the iser? It says either mitzad being moisiv al binyan, or because the second reason, ashvei gumois, two separate reasons why it could be also. If they're filling up a hole, being moist of alabinion. Now the Mogavram only brings on one. Come along with Kiveger, and he says, Mogavram only says one, but Be'etz and Kiveger says on the Sefer, over here, says Yod, they're two separate Yisurim, they're separate, the Issa being moist of alabinion, and ashvei gumois. Look what I'm showing you, what's the two separate Yisurim? Ashvei gumois, Be'etz and moist of alabinion. The same Indian, same idea, what's moist of an ashvei gumois? So look what I'm showing you, it's two different things. Moisiv al binyan is one thing, then the misakin tzuras al binyan, making it the binyan usable and nicer. That itself is nichol in the iser of moisiv al karko. There's one being moisiv al binyan, there's one being ashvei gumos, which you as ashvei gumos is also moisiv al binyan. No, the way the Bach and the Kiveg is saying, and we the Pim Godim Baruch Shulchan, they also write the two separate things over here. There's being moisiv al binyan and then the misakin tzuras al binyan. So we said pashas also from gavshushas. You take away the clump of dirt and you chayv mitzad boino. You misakin tzuras of the binyan. Now it comes out very clear from the sugya that there are, depends what you're doing. If you throw it down to mavatlis, you're even iser. Again, depends on the case. About the right. So and not mavatlis, you're going to take it away. It'll be ma'aser. Not mavatlis, it'll be mutter. Now the soy shaboy be'etzim, like the soy we say with alveis, is that if you plan to leave it there, mavatlis, it comes part of the ground. Therefore, mitzad boino. You plan to take it away, it's not boino. Or the way how Rabbi calls this Yisoy, not the Alfei, he calls it the Yisoy the Bittle. Something you plant to leave there, the chilek of the ground, the Yisoy the Bittle comes part of the ground, therefore you chayit. And something you plant to take away, the mice not mevatel, therefore be mutter. Now, in fact, the Mogavram in the Mishnah Berurah, the Issachar, the halacha is in Siman Shin Yud. At the end, it says over in the Zayin, that you have work on the ground. It says you also have tevin on the ground. Now, you plant to leave the tevin on the ground. You plant to leave it there. So why is it mutter? Vishlein, Rabbi, the tevin over here, beside the sand over there. The case is you're throwing, offer on the ground. First of all, when you have in the ground, you plant it away, you want to be tied tit, you want to be tied to your behemoth. Mashing over there is offer b'chor in the forest, you can wear the mikdash should be motor, elver in the medina should be also. How in the world can you throw it off on the ground because you're right? You can leave it there. So the answer with the chiddush, again, the place can be very clear, ain't miskavel maisa's motor. Since it's not miskavel, there's no shivas of binyan, therefore it's motor. Fine. Again, that's Magarom, Eliyahu, Tehr Shabbos, through a very clear, ain't miskavel is motor. Now, the kasha is, whatever the psik ratio, poshi, you're leaving it as psik ratio. It's staying there, it's come part of the ground, it's psik ratio. So, the Shemit Odom, Chai Odom Eset Kasha, said, Echanam. He seems to argue on all these paiskim, and says that it must be the case that you're not mevatling, you're not mevatling, you're take it away. You can leave it there, you're even in Shemit Odom, it's psik ratio, yes, psik ratio, if you come to the Abonim psik ratio is also. So what the world is ahead to, what the Mogar, that's that he answered the Echanam, and he sounds like he's arguing on the Mogar Vom. So, Meister, what are you going to do with the Magavram, the Rab, the Shabbat, the Shavu, all say not the way? What's the Yisoid over here? So, who the Yisoid is Avnezi Esekasha on the Sugya by Gavshusis. When you have a clump of dirt on the ground and you plan to take it away, says, Gen Yechayim Tabboino, says Rashi, why? Shabbiskavim Hashvas Kakiyosav. You have Kavono to smooth out the ground. Back to Avnezi, you have Kavoni Das Kavono. Even that Kavono, Rashi too, when the Yisoid of Kavono, that's Lachura. Where the Magavim al Rab is getting it from? Because Rashi said, "Echayim itzal gavshushas yinik kavono." So, Kamlon Avnezi says, "Because when stop taking away the gavshushas, where's bidding over here? Who's doing bino? Compared to chaktoiches, chakirichos, where's the bino over here?" He says, "He says over here, where's the bidding? Dafka, because since you have kavono, be machshiv yimalachos, malach machshavas, therefore makes into a malacha. Because in essence, there is no bidding. We're doing tikkun the tzuras character. There's no bino over here." No one's being misakin. There's no, the whole issa is no one connecting two things one to another. No one connecting one thing to another. Elamai took away a clump of dirt. Why is high? Misakin sura. So what? The third over here is because you misgavin to misakin sura. If you have no kavan to misakin the sura sakaka, that's because on the guf hadoha of the malacha. It's not sam. The malacha is one thing, and in misgavin might be motor, sakaka should be also. The guf of the malacha to mechayiv you over here is only when you have kavan to misakin the sura sakaka. Therefore, by Gavshusas, come along and Rashi said the miskavin. Therefore, look over here. The reason why, when you throw the tevin or the offer on top of the work, why it's mortar. Ask me, Moise, if you're not being Moise, Chura. Ask me, Tan, the second to the Kaki, in the Kavona. Lack of Kavona, there is no Be'etim building over here. There's no Be'etim building, only Ashva Gumma. Ask me, second to the Kaki, and you can run for it. Yes. So again, so you're not being misaked in the ground, you're covering up the roof, you have no kavona for it. Again, we see from Rashi, by Gavshusha, there's no kavona. Rashi says that. And then he says, why? Because Be'etim, there is no building over here. No one's building anything.
Why
kavona? Oh, because now it gets involved, like Shabbos, Chavkot, you have kavona for it. The story of Shabbos is numerous times. If you can put it into a malacha, when it's filling into a malacha, with malacha Shabbos, makshav in a malacha, mitzvah makshavah Shabbos. Since that's kavona for it, I'll put it into this malacha. Even though Be'etim should not be up his svara, but since it's doim, it's fixing the character to get out of this Indian and the behind for it. Don't call it high. It's not. We had only issues which have after gumu is pashas, smoothing it out, or making misakin the tzura shibai. Now again, you can argue some different svaras, but might see clearly more ravam and shibur the thing in the kavan. Now kasha again, they have to answer the chayotim kasha. He said it's a great show. What's Pasha Kasha? What? You have no kavanah, should be mutter, right? If you have no kavanah, you walk in the ground, not kavanah. I mean, all the gazeras are doing the kavanah. Sweeping the floor, you do it with kavanah. Washing the floor, kavanah. Playing marbles, kavanah. In any case, kavanah. Maybe, he says, Rashi has kavanah. Maybe you left it this job, one, I'm not sure. Fine, another case that we have to... Same idea. Again, we're coming out over here that we have two atem over here when you're throwing tevin on the ground. Either you have one heter when you plan to pick it up, not to mevatel it. A second heter when you have no kavono. Built upon this is a simple case that we discussed is manenu when you have, let's say, it gets cold and the snows and the ground turns to ice. The person allowed to throw on top of the ice. Offer or hurl sand to cover it up, or stool, anything on the floor to cover it up. Mitzav are being misakin to a sakarko. Is it mutter, is it also? Where exactly do you put things in the ground to cover up the sand? Shmir Shabbos comes along and he wants to taino that just like by roik is mutter, you have no kavana. He also wants to compare it to roik. You have no kavana to mesachnet tzuro. You just want to get rid of the ice. Therefore, you want to say throwing the chol off on the ground, the mice won't be a problem. Those who want taino paket, we will say for says he doesn't understand. Over here, over there by roik, you're not being mesachin to walk on it. Somebody can walk on it. It's mere to you, so you want to get rid of the roik. Over here, you can't walk on the ground. Therefore, when you're throwing something on the ground to cover up the ice, be mesachin in the ground. Just take in the group of karko. You want the tiny, if you leave it there, you're even necessary to not only the rabbon. You want the rabbon to take away this tevin. But you plan to leave it there, you're even necessary to rise. It's the ground, it's a real ticket. Sorry? Oh, so now the shal seems to be a machlokes shikul hadas. How exactly do you look at it? The shal nisim and went back to his rebbe of Noivit and asked him kasha from different sfarim who asked him kasha. Won't argue with him, and he kind of that really depends that the etzem yidas over here is not to be moisif the straw on the ground. You don't want to be part of the ground. You want to get rid of the ice. The ice is the problem. You're trying to get rid of the ice. That's not a ticking in the karko. That's being taking away what's being mafri you the ice. Taking one is bothering you with the ice, it's like taking away the roik. The same with sight. And the Megillah Sefer wants to disagree. No, the Meister, you want to walk on the ground. Walking on the ground is taking on the karko. It's a way of walking on the ground. The Gemara in Erevin, they left the derech was, they would walk on it, would be part of the ground. The Gemara in Erevin was, they made the ground a little bit higher. The drop higher, it became part of the ground, it was the chelik of the ground. It came, here, we're just coming to get rid of the ice. Because there's no ice we don't want it here. We're going to eventually disappear, wash away. It's not potted over here. Here, the whole Yisrael is to take away the Menea. It's like the work of the Menea. Here's a Shikla Das question. The Maestro Shemir Shabbos, and some Rabbanim and others in the Shabbos for Maestro Lekulo. The Megillah Sefer says that in the Raisel, and therefore he says, even the Malkum Hezek Rabbi, maybe only be a head will be also. Unless you plan to take away, you get involved with. And the others go the other way. The Archer Shabbos will say, it's Mamashis Gemara. They want to tighten it to Dindur Abonon, because Maisha doesn't come part of the ground, it's Dindur Abonon, and therefore it says, in the Rabbim, Hezek Rabbim, Avadi can be Mekul. So three different sheetahs over here, what to do. Some say Mutter, Archer Shabbos says, it's Mutter when Hezek Rabbim. Because he says, Dindur Abonon, Dindur Abonon, the Loka is, but Hezek Rabbim, you let her do a tariff of a bidding of that's called the Abonon. The Makaris they get it from.
Really throwing it on the ice, and the ice melt will end up on the ground. It's not on the ground now.
Yeah, but right now you're walking on that. Now that's one case. Now the second case is because you throw the salt on the ground. Two different cases. One is because offer a chol on it. One's covering it. Second case is salt. Now salt really has an extra reason why it might be a problem. It's had noila, it's melting it. But my supposition said that noila is really not a problem. It even had scrummel. Anyway, if mock material for Shabu is make, we'll definitely get it on. And therefore they say the ice is not a problem. And then, therefore, the Moshe says, Mirka didn't divide its mutter. How he says, since people do not know and think you're even this, you throw salt on the ground. And there's a call all over, something Tmul Rabbi should not do, call it off enough by Hestia. For example, it's very clear the Mishabur says you'll let him make Abdullah from Benish Moshes and onwards, from Plagin onwards. Now, if anyone did that, you'll think it's Tmul Rabbi. So the Mishabur can not do that, it's Tmul Rabbi. We can't do that. Otherwise, technically, Betzim and Smulter. And the numerous cases, the place to say, for example, going in a car, the Bear Moshe says, let's say you want to send a car and read something in Shabbos, or you want to take packages out. So, look, what's the answer? Open car door, get something you need. What's the answer? The Bear Moshe 100% Mutter, but Tmul Rabbi, we don't do that. So therefore, you need something to do a Petzino. So, here also, time is Betzim throwing salt on the ground, Betzim is Mutter. However, Tmul Rabbi, so if you need to do it, do it when no one sees you doing it. We'll get a guy to do it. But he tied his Betzim as Mutter. He went like the Malach of the Shemir Shabbos, and he went to Malach of the Betzim, just taking away the work that's the Menea, not coming to Masak in the ground. And Gilan Sefer again, the Chura will say, no, there's a big problem over here.
Why is it the Tmul Rabbi?
Okay, you can argue it. Meister Orch Shabbos and Tosfos says it's Mutter only with Nezik to Rabbim. He says just like we're offering Nezik to Rabbim, he also offers Nezik to Rabbim. Fine, we've got also another way after Nezik to Rabbim can make it otherwise to be Machmer. Fine, so Meister Shingle asks the question, how do you look at this Yisoid over here that we're very clear, Enim Eskam and Meister Mutter, Baroik is Mutter, Mashen Kim to Mavat, Mastikin and Kark is also, what exactly are you doing when you're covering up this, the ice, or when you're melting the ice, what are you doing? Are you being Mesakin the Tzuris HaKarka, or are you covering up the Menei over here?
Now
that's probably ground bad. We'll get to one more case, we'll see very clear. Okay. One other case they discussed, let's say you have a devil on the street. Goblin in the street. Are you allowed to clean it off? So there's a Mogar Ram in the Rishon Dalit, in the Skotis question, says, Yazel on the street, take away your Oivinus of the Raiso. Oivinus of the Raiso, it's like in Chuvah Takako, Oivinus of the Raiso. Shkama Mavlai Tekelim, at my talish, your Shabbos, it's very so, Chayodam, all of the Kasha, that a lot of sweeps the floor in your house, I mean, without Avshay Gumois, a lot of wash dishes, a lot of, what's the problem? It's something atop, no one looks at Zevul being part of the ground. It's something atop of the ground. You allow to take away things on top of the ground. Why is it taking away Zevul from the street to Issa de Raiso? So they all say the same thing. Someone arguing on Mogavam say the same thing. Some saying Pshat Mogavam, the same stories. In Islam, the case of his sibling was Mukhubur to Bekarko. Now the way how the Torah Sol says the Pshat Chayodim is that when it's tit or refesh, the Zevul is not some piece of paper on the floor. It means mamish tit and refesh, real garbage that stuck to the ground. The Shmuzadim argues and says that Nefesh Tumah Kesef stuck to the ground. He says Gafshushas, that's part of the ground. He says he compares it. What's part of the ground, like mud, that's part of the ground, but the vada, that's either the rabban, the raiso, kash the raiso, that's point of chayush. However, stamina is something at top of the ground. He said the alabeda of boynus, something at top of the ground is not part of the ground. The vada is no issue over here. So this comes out, anything that's part of the ground, be'etzem, like a fuchsia, the body of an ether, something that's top of the ground, then it'll be motor, misakin tzuras hakarko. Again, if everything misakin tzuras hakarko, it might as well be ulcer. Now we do see another side point over here, which really gets to involve the sugya of Ovdin Nechol. It says over here, the loch is to throw the tevin down, since you can't take it away, it's not the vatel, it'll be motor. However, do a peshinum inside Ovdin Nechol. Now there's always a big tumult what to get of Ovdin Nechol is. Just over here seems to be very simple, and if you look into Torah Sholos in Zagdomo to Mishnah, he says, what is the klal of Ovdin Nechol? He says there are three separate ways of having Ovdin Nechol. One, he says, when the thing itself, what you're doing, looks like a malacha. Second thing, when it leads to a malacha. And third thing, when it's Tercha Yisayro. Those are three levels. Now over here, look in the Rashi or the Miri, it's very clear that this over here will lead to a malacha. Since it will lead to a malacha, that's why it's Ovdin Nechol. Fine. That's why the Lechol is Nechol get of Ovdin Nechol. Now this is a tumult that Ovdin Nechol, can we tell a goy to do malacha Ovdin Nechol? And the writers are being down the smallest figure, they cannot get a goy to do Ovdin Nechol. Why? Even though the El Rabba wants to tie that way in Simon Rish and Beis, but mice over here, it says that if it's a, what can you do? If Malkum has to go get a goy, Vashina, Shvush, Shvush, it'll be Malkum, Malkum, Sarah, Godel. Now what's the call? The call in Simon Shin Zayin Sefei is that you can get a goy to go do malacha to Rabbanon, Sarah, Godel. In this case, Amir Lachim is the Rabbanon. So of Nechol, Shvush Shvush, and therefore it's Arkol, you can be Mechol. Now, why do you have to come on to that? There's no Isser of Mil Akhil by Ovdin Nechol. Why is Mr. Brewer on the place in the Tazar come on to Shvush Shvush, Mokhm Tarakadol? To say it's Ovdin Nechol, no Isser. Alamai, we see clearly that Ovdin Nechol is, you cannot even tell a Goydu Ovdin Nechol, unless you want Mechalik, which Ovdin Nechol we're discussing. But Pashas, all of Nechol, you cannot go tell a Goy. And this, and only Shvush Shvush, Mokhm Tarakadol, might still be Motor. Another case they discussed of being massacred to a karka, also seems to be a shikla das question. Let's say you have a spider web on your wall. I rather remove them on Shabbos or not. Now they discussed it inside three different Yisurim, inside the Pfizer. You were disconnecting them, the spider webs on the wall, he takes them off. So there is a Yafel Alev, a tightness, he's the fact that one time, he might attach the wall, you're taking it off. And if they're being told in a karka, and if there's a problem with that Pfizer. And the Rav Chaim brings it down, and the Kafa Chaim brings it down, and the Shemir Shabbat says it this way, and the Binyan and Shamanistim, they bring down the problem of disconnecting spider webs inside the Pleister. Now the other Swarm, Shlomazalman, or Latin others, the way they say it, they sound like the Mamish laughing. Like, this is part of the ground? It's the top of the ground. You know, this is part of the house, this is the chelik of the house, spider webs. And they write, a lot of no shaykh of the Pleister, no into the Pleister. Where in the world is, how can you tell me spider web is part of your house? When you sell the house, you don't sell with the spider web. It's not part of the house, no shaykh of the house, no, it's like a magnet top of the refrigerator. So, Maisa are according to one say, it is a problem with Saiser, just maybe the Svar to Mechalik, that Maisa, when you have gum on the wall, place can say, well, I take it over, it's not part of the house. Spider web is, where do they belong? Where is its Maramokim? The Maramokim itself is being on the wall. That is its place. You might not be mashing it because you have no interest in it, no wandering part of the house. But that's where it lives, that's where it puts its spiders on, its webs on, and therefore the Yafleib won't say in the Kaili be motor, but on the England and Siva Kaili. On the Walling one time, that's the Maramokim, so Lukur, it might be a problem with that Tzayser. Like yesterday, that's so, every magnet will have the same thing, the place is on the refrigerator, that's his place. So why is there a problem? So maybe to Machalik, is that when you take it off, you can put somewhere else, the magnet goes place to place, no place over here per se. Spider web is one place, this is it, you take it off, it doesn't go anywhere else. Maybe it's Swarat Machalik, Yishlotim. The other, now, even if you hold the Maisa, you lot take off spider webs, the place will all agree the problem is Hamukso, therefore, even want to get rid of it on Shabbos, therefore, you'll have to the call Hamukso, either the Tokum Magufo, the Tokum Asad, but Maisa is the problem Hamukso. A third problem is the discussion with Tad Korea. Why aren't you ripping the webs? Maisa is Korea, so you think it's funny, but Mokara Chaim once he says, before his problem with Tad Korea, Chavasir, once time with Tad Korea, Nabshom Zam says, not Korea, why? Because since he touched it, falls apart, there's no Chib over here. Which is better as a Kiddush, we'll have to get to Korea, see that those argue. Yeah. And the oil core, the Lunar Sugi, they sure say it's Korea, it might just any hope, because the colors called them is there. Well, rip a rope, they can rip the spider webs. I'm not good for it, and so you have the whole lesson in the Bialoch, and Sinan Shinji Dal Sukhet, Sinan not Shaykh, I'm not good for it, it's not Korea, of course, not Shaykh, I'm not good for it. Yeah, so what's the problem? Break it. Everything is a it's rope. What? You cannot be paper. You can't be paper. I'm sorry. Literally. Yeah, we'll try. I'm not right away. We'll try. No, they're going in the back. Yeah, I don't think so. Fine. But it is my seat. That's what it means, but it doesn't sound the way. It sounds like they're going, that's what I'm not supposed for. Could be because the whole Bialoch of the Kiddush, those will not going to be Bialoch on. But the Sigis Tolish, that's the Gemara's Heter. One will make up your own Heter. Sigis Tolish is not going to fall apart. The Gemara says, let's drink. Let's help him. This is drink. And the last point they discuss is the Maisa Meshavu brings down two different times that the mitzvah that a person should clean out spider webs before Shabbos. If you bring down one time to Mokar Avram, one time for the Eli Rabba, and the person bring down from the Shlo and others, they say, first of all, when you do it, you do it before Chatzos. Why? Shlo doesn't. The Kav Chaim brings down the Mitzad Tam, Mitzad Soid, Soid means Hamalchus, and Hulu Hulu. Fine. But my say, if you do have them, there's a brought down the Meshavuah twice, you should clean them out before Shabbos.
Well, everyone
comes out Shabbos. Anyway, Mitzad Tam, Mitzad Soid, Mitzad Soid. Fine. My say, Muksa, fine. This is a shadow again, it seems to be a Shikol Das question. How to look at spider webs on the wall? Is that its place in Mokum and Sato? You know, my say, there's no Shaitan, it's not far now. Maybe it should be more to that. Again, that's what a lot of people pull. I'm not in that way. But another case, again, to Mitzak and Tzura, in a Pesach, is a case of one of Subit and Asama. The one that brings down over there that a mice, if you have a tzinor, if you have a pipe, all of a katkastim, you have this, gets stuffed up. The Gemara says to be matur, you have to have three things. First of all, you have to do it to Mokum Baraglai, do it with the foot. The Gemara says Mitzad Shinoi. Second of all, the Gemara says Mitzad Tzino, again, this is the Eli Rabba here, fine, but mice, you have to do Mitzad, you can do it with the Hesio. And also has been Dafka Mokm Hefsa. Mokm Hefsa, what goes to? So again, we need three things. Hefsa, Klach, Yad, and if it's Betzin, it'll be Motor. Now, Fatan Pashkin, we have to start Sugimara Sain, not for us. This Sugya, Pashas, we're showing them Taisa on the page. Sounds like if you would not have these attire, you'd be dealing with Isdir Aiso. Now, what Isdir Aiso is not clear, but the way that Shabbat says Mitzad Boino. When you crush it, you make a hole, you're doing it, Isdir Mitzad Boino Shabbat. Now there is a few Megodim, the Orchah Shulchan won't say it's only Isser Rabbonim. However, actually we showed them in the place of Tzimtzum Kodesh Isser Nerei Isser. Now, to apply this Manenu, everyone discusses what to do with our pipes that get stuffed up, the drainage system, whether it's in your sink, whether it's in your bathroom. The question is, what's the halach of our sinks when they get stuffed up? Is it the same halacha of this Gemara, only B'makom Hesed, only B'shinoi, then it'll be Mutter? It's Sino, otherwise we also or not. So those who want Taino, Tanumis, Machmirim, they say this Mamsh is the same exact Sugya. They Taino, whether it's Evany Sol and Chuva, or Latzian, or Yashiv, the Bioimur, that Chuva is about, and Asher Koin, the Marach about this, they Taino, this Mamsh is the same thing as our Sugya. They want to Taino, the Efi need their time, Pasha, our sinks, you cannot do Bashinoi, no one's taking the foot into the sink, no one's taking the foot into the toilet bowl, therefore we're not doing a Bashinoi. You do a Bashinoi, you can find a way, you can sign, but I don't know how exactly do a Bashinoi, therefore you won't have a Heter. Okay. You get involved with Shneim Shasu, Shina, fine. But in a sink, I'm not exactly sure how to do it. And total, well, come on, they get involved 2 hands, Maskim. That's one way, if it's, depends what you're doing with the snake, if you're doing it with the plunger. But the other one says, Mamash the same circular. If you fit yourself into the circular, if it's Mokm Hefted, if it's Hefted, or covered up here, what? That's covered up here, they call it. Covered bias will be the same hatter. If it's not covered bias, covered bias, I think the same hatter as even better bias than hatter. And therefore, if you have, then if you nichol the call, nichol the call. I tell you, others disagree. They come on the numerous svaras and chalukim to say why it's mutter. once where Moshe Tshuva discusses if it's mutter that way, it's like anytime that something gets stuffed on the top, that's derech. Every time you have a plunge on the side, and every time you use it, that's how you use the toilet bowl. Fine, that's derech. That's not considered broken. That's a way of like cleaning your plates, washing your plates. What do you do? You take your plunger and you do it. Now, how long is mutter? I don't know. It means once in a week, once in 30 days, every single time. Don't know. Leave it to that. But the matter, if it's mutter, Moshe has mutter, and it cannot even agree. Again, doesn't say whether getter mutter is, not sure. That's the Moshe's reason. The second reason I want to tie no is come along with Shlomo Zalman, and he doesn't understand the whole reason to compare it to the case of the Gemara in the Ksubis. He says, let's say we have a bottle with a cork inside, it's stuffed on. You'll have to take it out. Chesed is there. So why in the world, by the kaskashim inside the pipe, my sense also. What's called between the two? He said, because when you have a cork, everyone sees the Pesach. Clearly defined. Masha Enkin, what's the Gemara in Ksubis is, it's covered up, it's in the ground, it's not there, you don't see it, it's gone, it's come on the left of me, and you have to remake it new, a new chiddush. Different one say it's also mashik, and our pipes are very clearly defined. We see the pipes, we know it's there. Everyone, it's that's the mahusa davar. Different one time it's the gear to cork in a bottle, it's not the gear to gemara ksubas. Different one time it'll make it, and it should be beseder. It's like basically if you have a chair blocking the door, you'll have to take the chair away to open the door. Same thing. This is basically something blocking for the pipe. You let it open it to get to the door. Now, if you seal up the whole door and the door is not there anymore, if I can't take it, then you're making a door. But here, the door is clearly there. It shouldn't be a problem. That's his for a third case to get involved with. That's easy to fix up. Sometimes can ask me, and I'm catching Shavi. If you take a plunge a couple of times, that's not broken. That's mechanical. That's fine, 1, 2, 3, very simple, no problem. That's not nothing to get with kilkul. In most cases, it sounds like you do it with your foot, but it's best with the kilkul, you have to push, you have to crunch, you have to break it. But the mice, in the case, you can do it with 1, 2, 3 in the plunger, that's not nothing to get of kilkul. A fourth case to get involved with, let's say the water goes down but very, very slow. Sometimes the bathroom, it goes very, very slow, and it's not that kishmak, and it's all falls down, and then the big pieces stay on top. Oh, fine. So my etzim does go, therefore the swan one time. Also, but etzim is working right now, it's not broken right now, just not geschmack right now. That's another fourth reason why they want to say it's mutter. Now, the G'daylum is one of the few times they wrote to each other, they dealt with each other straight up. The Shlomo Zalman spoke to Menashe Klein, Shlomo Zalman told him it's mutter. Menashe Klein wrote him a letter, why the Choy should be Choyzan Yamsak, in a nice way, and then he wrote, and then Shlomo Zalman wrote to Menashe Klein, printed in Choshloima. Menashe Klein and Chelik Bar wrote back to Shlomo Zalman what you answered me and said back his time is Ben Moshe wrote Tshuva and says anyone who wants to be Machmer is a cute Lashem. Anyone call a Machmer in El Toya B'Dava Pashas, being a Toya. So Menashe Klein writes back, you're the Toya, and you have stark words of the Raisa, Shash the Raisa, very stark, and Ben Moshe Chelikim writes back to defend himself. His words again, Shehedik Sapu Bor Kashemesh, fine. So the Machmir and Makil, again, they dealt with each other. As far as I can, Mekalakan, they come from the Sugya, how exactly understand it, they come from the Taitwurz, we're showing them Raya's Mekalakan. What to do is not very clear. I know Rasim Chobonim and Rabbi at both end over the same Yisoy, but Chathili should be Machmir, Machmir Kavabriyas, if Chathili will be Machmir, if not, get a guy, if it's Chanam, you suck, there's what to be Samechan, all place in one Makil. Now, to end over the last line, I don't have shoulders to do that, so Maisa, the way how the Machim are very stark about it, the Oimel and the Mamashev, they quote the Mekilim and they hit them head on. The Mekilim defend themselves. And again, there are two ways of looking at things, the Shikul or that. And Yeshlodin, but Maisa, Val Hachilo, if you have two bathrooms, you shouldn't correct it. However, if you have, again, only one bathroom, it's Bashinoi, we call it Desim Mutter. The only shal is not the Bashinoi, to use a plunger or a snake, that's the problem. Now, even if you are going to do it, use a plunger, the tumul may be some the hole, but might be mutter anyway, mitad hesed. They want to say a snake is even worse, because that's mamash, I think it may be yuchud, that's maist umon, yesh one why that's so or not. There is one other case, so being it clear exactly what the side of the machloek says, can you pour in drainage fluid to burn it out? Drain fluid. So the Amikadin says Shavi, and once Taina, he says, really depends upon the same machlokes. We all just want this more difficult than also. He ends up being Machmer. Lam Tes Malacha is this right, also. It sounds like, across the board, all the sheets is also. So if you have right, it's also. I'm not clear why. It'd be Oimer and the Yaki Yosef, it's on and goes, according to Koladeis is Mutter. So he writes Koladeis is Mutter, he writes Koladeis is also, and the Rav Shabbat and the Rubin, the Bami, he's in the subic back and forth. I'm not exactly sure what he said machlokes is. Again, while it's in official, and the burning things out, so leave it to the side. Two other cases. One personal, I had someone be massage company that let my kids wear a braces, not braces, a retainer and a night.
Thank you.
Night. a pie plate and a
the thing that goes around the neck.
The thing around the neck, you put the tongue, which I when I was a kid, I'm sure I asked you guys also. So I learned on Shabbat, they discussed different problems. One mitzvah boina, you're correcting your teeth, boina makia patish, one mitzvah refuah, one mitzvah isah. So myself, I said, so if you come and place it on an area of my there is a problem, you have to know what to do. Someone makes it, someone makes it, Chodesh Hani wants to be makhmur, the Shemir Shabbat wants to be makhmur, fine, myself, I said, let's give a figure, it's a mitzvah refuah. Also, the Talmud, myself, the Bikr, the place can say that since you cannot use any medicine to heal it, the Kabbalah is not a sugar refuah, there's no Isser mitzvah refuah, that's Shemir Shabbat, so Shemir Zalman says, myself, mitzvah refuah is not a problem. Myself, they discuss, what about mitzvah boina? And the Kovitz are Yisrael. They have they have six letters one after another, each one again they dealt with each other back and forth. What is it also a multi-tabayna makyapatish? Bekel Maisev Shlomo Zalman has a letter in Mor Shabbos. He says the main reason why he wants to say it's mutter, it's not Nikon Maisev Binyan. True, after a year, 2 years, 3 years, hopefully your teeth come straight. But Maisev, it's not the whole Yisrael Shabbat, you have to point it out to year two of being Nikon left Maisev. He knows what's going to happen. But if you know point a cold to his chayiv, this is not even a miller, a shaitis at all to have been called to who. So, Lamaisa and Rosa's Mekel and Rosa's Mekel, Mr. Boyne, Mr. Makapatish, Makapatish also have to do something. Every second, every step of the way is Ramo or Mirimanea, no Shivis, Mr. Boyne, everyone sees it, but so what? No one sees the binion, there's no Shivis in the binion over here. Therefore, the Ilam says, Iki, you can't be Mekel. I know sometimes once they have mitzvah, they don't wear it. It could be an excuse for the kids. They don't want to wear it on Shabbos. Fine. But the Maisa, for the local Shalom Zaman, they're clear, and the place can be clear, you're allowed to wear it. Just one other case is left out about putting down carpets on Shabbos. Also, the Shalom are very clear. They go with the same mahalach. Just the way they come out of Maskun, they're dropped different. If you put carpet down the ground, it goes wall to wall. So the Maisa and looks at it being part by it. You put a mat down on the floor and looks at being on top of the house. The side of the alavez is that even if it will be part of the house, it will be even nicer, and therefore something on top of the house will be mutter. Therefore, it's very clear that the shamnisin and the chabonim being down, that wall to wall carpet put down on the floor on Shabbos, as connecting it, you're either not allowed to. Mashenkin, a rug, you're allowed to. Why this side is very simple. Again, that's alavez. Rabbi Yekel's job differently. He kind of said that if a small rug is mutter, a very big shatiyah, a very big rug is osur. He goes to the same side, he's going on the side of Bittel, but he says it's a big rug, that's part of the house. And again, the Shikol Da's question, how exactly do you look at something? If it's a big rug, maybe this part of the house, the chelik of the house, it could be really depends what society you live in, or how it really could be, it depends maybe how big the room is. I mean, the same rug in one room could be chayiv, and another room could be ma'is and mutter. Why? Because let's say you have a small room, it goes wall to wall, it'll be chayiv, another room, the same rug will be ma'is and mutter. Well, it depends exactly how you look at it. Again, see, so you should, but everyone agrees to. The question is, Shikol Da's, how far to apply it? That's not clear. But next to you, the gate to Boina is Chashmal. They just came out with a new sefer from the Zalman and Slavo.
Charity and the whole home.